Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigvangla Popsenem about couples, deep love and care for each other. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigvangla Popsenem, 11669, May 21, 2024, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Today is Couples Day. This is the day when couples express deep love and care for each other and their entire families. In present society, the love between couples is all the more meaningful and enduring. Incorrect customs were prevalent in many countries since a long time ago, which led to couples often having many problems. As a result of that, many women suffered. However, men and women are all equal and they need to love and care for each other, with a commitment towards one another. But forgetting this fundamental expectation can bring much suffering to the family and especially the children. It was as far back as 2,600 years ago that Sukhamuni Buddha taught us that love between couples makes for a happy existence. At the same time, he also always taught us that by practicing and realizing the truth, we make ourselves wise. Consequently, the children can appreciate their parents and need to express gratitude toward them. We become couples according to individual cause and condition. Especially, couples who marry in this Saha world have been connected to each other from many previous lifetimes. But according to individual conditions, they often divorce and subsequently live an uncomfortable life. They could not continue with the relationship because of the many wishes of individuals in that partnership. Therefore, as can be imagined, becoming a couple is a most joyous good fortune. With that valuable connection, the couple thinks of and strives to give mutual happiness, interacting with each other as treasured bonds. We should therefore consider our own wives, husbands, and partners as most precious. Thus, becoming a happy family means creating virtue for ourselves. We are then able to make those around us much more comfortable. On the other hand, some become nuns and monks according to the certain vows they make, thereby becoming fathers and mothers to all sentient beings whom they strive to sincerely guide and protect. As part of their functions and duties as monks and nuns, they help sentient beings to go also on the correct path. There are always four different practitioners, which are bhikkhu, monks, bhikkhuni, nuns, ubeis, laymen, and ubei, laywomen. And despite each individual karma and the different paths we take, we all ultimately come to the gate of the Dharma. In this world, each and every sentient being is most precious. And so, we should interact with and respect them like Buddha and Bodhisattvas. Consequently, we can all live comfortable and happy lives. This is actually Buddha's great purpose for us. Thank you very much, Jigvangla Popsenem. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Dikwang Nepop Sanam. In Buddhism, we want to make our partner happy and see the Buddha in him or her. We do not take pleasure when he or she is not doing well and are never hurtful. This is called love and compassion. I wish you a wonderful, nice, and happy and joyful week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.